Let's praise God. Welcome, everybody. Just welcome. Welcome. Let's get into the Word of God today. And thank God for Sunday and for the Word of God. We thank God for those that listen. And we stick only to the Word of God. We're not here to sell you anything or make a deal with you. We're just here to preach, teach, and explain and encourage you in the Word of God. Yes. And hope and pray that you will take your Bible out and stay in the Scripture. Yes. My calling is to preach the Word of God, stay in the Scriptures, and explain the Word of God, because there's a need, a desire, an hunger for the Word. And unless you study the Word of God, you will not understand what's going on. Okay, we have been looking at this great man, a servant of Moses, Joshua the son of Nun, that he was born in Egypt. His great-great-great-grandfather was Joseph. He's from the tribe of Ephraim, I think. And he led the Israelites across the Jordan into the promised land. Moses led them out of Egypt, but Joshua led them into the promised land and into the dividing of the land. And we are studying this man because he was a great man of faith, and to show you how God lifted up Joshua. You see, for you to understand Scripture, we have to have backgrounds and understand. I know if you just pick up one verse of Scripture, say from the New Testament, and you never check the Old Testament, you will not really understand the plan of God or who God is. But this man was a great man, and he was an obedient man, and he loved God. And the Bible said he was filled with the Spirit of wisdom. That's awesome. Joshua was filled with the Spirit, and I'll show you, the Spirit of wisdom. And the Spirit of God was upon him. And he was always with Moses, and he followed Moses to the end. He was very, very obedient. And then he was also a warrior. When it was time to fight the wars of the Lord, the battle of the Lord, Joshua was chosen as a warrior to fight the battles and to defend the people of God. Amen?
Amen.
Can you all hear me?
Yes,
amen. To defend the people of God. Now, we have been studying a lot about Joshua. And normally, I explained it not just from the book of Joshua. We will go there in the second chapter and so. But we were showing from the background in Exodus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and so. This great man. So you will have an understanding. So when you read the book of Joshua, you will already know Joshua. Yeah. If you just read and study from Joshua chapter 1 to 24, there are 24 chapters, then you will not really know this man. But you go back into Exodus and Numbers and Deuteronomy, then you will understand this man. So that's what I've been doing. So you, if you're listening, you could understand. And then when you go forward, you'll see how great, and not only to show you how great Joshua was, but to show you also, because the word or the name Joshua, it's really Jesus, the Lord's salvation. See, and he was a type of Jesus Christ, mighty warrior, the conqueror, the one that leads us out of the world and lead us across the Jordan and lead us into the promises of God. Amen. And will lead us into the kingdom of God. He's the great captain of the host of the Lord. That's Jesus Christ. So we study this way because you're going to understand the office and the works of Jesus Christ. In Numbers, I think, let me see, the in Numbers, the 27th chapter, if I mean, no, go to Joshua. Let me, no, Numbers. Go to Numbers, the if you can find that, the 27th chapter, and we can start at verse, 15. I want to show you first where Moses laid his hands on Joshua. Is it Numbers 27 also, isn't it? Okay, let's go to Numbers 27 and verse, 15? 13? Okay, go there and I put it up on the board so I can get it from the board. I'm far from my Bible this way. So in the 27th chapter of Numbers, verse 15, and I wanted to follow the word of God, okay, and pay attention. And I'm not going to try to hype you or get you all excited. I wanted to, Sunday morning, focus on the word of God and get your Bibles and look at scriptures, okay? All right. So it says that Moses spake unto the Lord, saying, let the Lord, next, go on. Let the Lord, I need a verse. It says, let the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh. Pay attention now. The God of the Lord, let the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh, set a man over the congregation. You see what Moses is asking God to do? To set a man over the congregation of the Lord. That's a tremendous request, because Moses knew that his time was coming to an end. He was going to die. So he's asking God to intervene and set a man over the congregation of the Lord. Let me go on first and then I'll come back. Which may go out before them, and which may go in before them, and which may lead them out, and which may bring them in, that the congregation of the Lord be not as sheep which have no shepherd. That's the most awesome verse. That is the most awesome request, because that reveals the mind of God. And without a knowledge of this, how would you understand the New Testament? How would you ever understand the New Testament? Just a minute. You see, in 18 it says, and the Lord said unto Moses, take thee Joshua, the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay thy hands upon him. So Joshua had, Moses laid his hands on Joshua. And you'll also find in Deuteronomy, when we get there, that Moses referred to it. And when Moses laid his hands on Joshua, the Spirit that was upon Moses and the glory that was upon Moses was shared with Joshua. But go back to verse 16, okay, and verse 15 and 16. Now it says, let the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh, the God, the Father of the spirits, the God of spirits of all flesh. In Hebrews. I want you to go to Hebrews chapter 12. And just help me there. Let me go slow right here. Cannot rush this. So you can get this. In Hebrews chapter 12, I think it's verse 9 or verse 7. Give me that verse. We're going to stay right here in Numbers, but somebody can help me read that now.
Verse 9.
In verse 9, is it?
Furthermore,
we have had fathers
of our flesh.
Every one of us have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us.
And we gave them reverence.
So you have a father of the flesh, or fathers of the flesh, but now we have fathers of the spirit. And Moses showed here, what you look for is that Moses is showing that the God of all spirits, okay, we are spirits beings. Yes, the God of the spirit of all flesh. But we are spirit beings. Okay? And God is our Father. Now, Hebrews tells us, 12, verse 9 says,
Furthermore,
we have had fathers of our flesh, which corrected us. And we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather, be in subjection unto who? The Father of spirits and live. You remember what Jesus said? Jesus said, God is a spirit. Jesus said that, right? And God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Because he's the Father of spirits and he seeks sons and daughters, children. Okay? That will worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, he's saying, let the Lord set a man over the congregation. In Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter, if you look at Deuteronomy 18, and where Moses said, a prophet, and also in Acts, we will touch Acts, I think the 3rd chapter of Acts. But in the 18th chapter of Deuteronomy, and it's fulfilled in Acts, the 3rd chapter, where he said, a prophet, 18, verse 15, turn that quickly.
The Lord thy God,
in Deuteronomy 18, verse 15 says,
The Lord thy God,
you remember what the lesson is, that, oh, that God would set a man over the congregation who could go in and out and lead his people in to the promises. Now in verse 15, is it?
The Lord thy God,
Deuteronomy, will raise up unto thee a prophet. From the midst, he's coming from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me. Unto him shall you hearken. Let's find out. Go on. According to all that thou desirest of the Lord thy God in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, neither let me see this great fire anymore, that I die not.
And the Lord said unto me,
they have well spoken that which they have spoken. Follow this now and shout. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and will put my word in his mouth. Now, who is this prophet? Who is this prophet? Jesus Christ. Joshua was only a type. Come on.
Amen.
This prophet is Jesus Christ. And not only will God put his word in his mouth, but he is the word of God. Jesus is the word of God. My. You should be shouting. You see, I told you to get your minds off the world and what's going on out there. And don't let the world divide with fantasy. But here's truth. This is what you shout at. Amen. You're not going to find it in the movies. You find it in the word of God. Jesus Christ is the word of God. And God said, I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren. Where did he come from? From the tribe of Judah. Read Exodus, was it 49? When Jacob was blessing his sons, he said to Judah, you're gone up. Amen. Judah is gone up because out of thee, out of Judah, would come the Messiah. Would come the leader. Would come the lion of the tribe of Judah. That's Jesus Christ, the Son of God. That's what we need to get hold of today. Moses said, God's going to raise up a prophet. And the Lord's confirming said, yes, I will raise up a prophet from among them. Okay? Among them, among their brethren, like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth. And he shall speak unto them all that I shall command thee. Then Jesus Christ did that?
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
And what else? And then it goes on, it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. Okay, now. Let me go on now. Go to Acts for time's sake, the third chapter, and you'll find the same thing there, the fulfillment. And Peter, I think Peter was preaching, the disciple was preaching there, in the third chapter, is it, find that for me very quickly. Verse 12. That was after the day of Pentecost. Now, what verse 12 says? What? Verse 12 says, verse 12 says, amen, read on for me. Read on so I can understand you. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we have made this man to walk? Who did it? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, had glorified his son Jesus, who being delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. Next verse. But he denied the Holy One and the just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and kill the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, true faith, hath made this man strong, whom you see and know, yea, the faith which is by him, had given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Now, brethren, I know that through ignorance he did this, as did all your rulers. But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of his prophet that Christ should suffer and had so fulfilled. I want the part where a prophet. Yes, let's get down there now. Repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out. What a wonderful message. When the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send. There's a prophet. Remember what Deuteronomy asked for? There is this prophet. Link it up. And he shall send who? Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heavens must receive until the times of refreshing of all things. That's the again Genesis. Yes. That's when we go back to the restoring of the earth. Amen. The regeneration. Yes. It said the times of refreshing which God had spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world begun. You know what God's going to do.
Amen.
Okay. Now, for Moses, here's going back to Deuteronomy now. Deuteronomy 18:15. Cross-reference it. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet. Who is this prophet? You should shout it out. Who is this prophet? Jesus Christ. Joshua was only a type. Moses was only a type. A prophet like. Read on. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, verse 22. A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall he hear in all things whatsoever he shall hear, he shall say unto you. Who is this?
Jesus
Christ. So we have the word of God. We have what he said to us. He is the word of God. And we are to hear and listen to him. Praise God. Somebody shout. Verse, this is what the church need. We don't need to all these hype and promises that men are making. You don't need all of that. You need to get back to the word of God and stay in the word of God. Amen. And verse 23. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet is Jesus, hear the word of God, shall be destroyed from among the people. So you want to be saved? Now you've got to hear the word of this prophet, this man Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. See, there's no other way of salvation. So we went into all of those scriptures to show you that that these words and the promises is not just only in the New Testament, but the promises of God is also in the Old Testament that we need to have an understand. No one understands these things. Now, we're showing you that the God of all spirits, we touched that. Okay? That Moses prayed that the Lord, the God of all spirit, would raise up a man. Okay? Let's go to verse 16 again. The Lord, the God, Deuteronomy, our numbers rather. The Lord, the God of the spirits of all men, would set a man, notice, over the congregation. Now, this man was really Christ, the man Christ Jesus. Joshua was only a type, filling in until the fullness of time would come. Now, the next verse says, 17, which may go out before them, and which may lead them out, and which may bring them in, that the congregation of the Lord be not as sheep which have no shepherd. Now, who is that shepherd?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ is that shepherd. Who are the sheep? We are. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. He what? Restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. Psalms 23. For his name's sake. He leadeth me through the valley of the shadow of death, and I will fear no evil. See, he goes in and out, and he leads us into God. Hebrews tells us that he's the great mediator that's gone on before us into the Holy of Holies. And by faith, with boldness, we followed him into the Holy of Holies. Beyond the veil. Amen. Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. What a wonderful man.
Amen.
Amen. Now, what Moses prayed that there would be a man to be set over the flock of God. But this was no ordinary man. This had to be one that could take a hold of man and take a hold of God. So he had to be human and divine. No, he was already divine. This man was already divine because he was the captain of the host of the Lord. But he had to become a man so he could understand and bear our infirmities. Yeah. Praise God. So, John says, the Word became flesh. A man with the Word that has the Word of God in his mouth. And the same Word became flesh. I feel like shouting.
Amen.
And dwell among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, Philippians 2 tells us that go to Philippians chapter 2 and give me where, that though he was in the form of God, Philippians 2 quickly, verse 6, what it says. What's verse 5 says? Let this mind be in you. This is what, you remember we were talking about the mind?
Yes.
Hey, you cannot have your mind filled up with a lot of negative things. Are you listening now?
Yes.
I just said that before. I told you, be careful getting filled up with all these movies and all these ideas from men. Those are all men did that. That's no salvation. You're not going to be saved. Okay? Your mind is not here. Come on. Get your mind on the Lord. You're here, but you're somewhere else. You got to know to gird up the loins of your mind. In other words, control your mind. He's telling you, let this mind be in you. What is it? Do you have this mind right now?
Amen.
Are you somewhere else?
Here.
What are you thinking about? What are you focusing right now?
The Word of God.
Okay. So gird up the loins of your mind. You got to gird it up like a girdle.
Yeah, that's right.
To bring in all those excess. Overlapping. Gird up the loins of your mind and be sober.
Yes.
Amen. And now it says, let this mind be in you. What mind? We're supposed to have the same mind that's in Jesus Christ. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. Who being in the form of God. Notice, he was already divine. Praise God. He was in the form of God.
Yes.
But he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But he made himself of no reputation. When was that? When he became a man. When he tabernacled among us. When he took on humanity. When he was born of a virgin. When the word became flesh. He laid his glory. He did not give up his divine nature. But he gave up the glory. And he stepped down. Notice, he did not take on. He did not take on the nature of angels. But what did he take on? The seed of Abraham. The seed of David. He was born of a woman, a virgin. And the Bible said the seed of the woman would crush the head of the government of the devil. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord this morning. But he goes on here. Look at that. Read it. But he made himself of no hallelujah reputation. I need to look for that word reputation unless somebody give me. No reputation. What does it mean? We'll come back to that. No reputation. And took upon him the form of man as servant, where he could wash the feet of the disciples. My Lord. And was made in the likeness of men. Us, we, you. And being found in the fashion as a man. Remember before he was not in the fashion of a man. He was God. He's God. Hallelujah. But he gave up the glory, not his divinity, but the glory. And came down and bore our sins, our reproach. And then you and I can take a little negative or suffering. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death. He didn't have to die. No man could take his life, but he gave it up. Even the death of the cross. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The cross. Oh, that old rugged cross. We glory in the cross. Verse. Wherefore, because of this, God had highly exalted him and given him a name. Exalt and given him a what? A name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, at the name of Jesus, demons, sickness, lying spirits, spirits of the devil has to go. Jesus Christ came to destroy him. That has the power of death. That is the devil. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in the heaven and things in the earth and things under the earth. Hallelujah. Come on, worship the Lord. Worship God. Praise God. He became a man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me go on to the next verse. Let me go on. And that every tongue should confess. Right now you can do it. Right now wherever you are. Don't put it off. Just confess that Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is a good God. He's a good God. And we're going to go on a little bit more. It says that God would set back in Numbers, which may set a man over the congregation, which may go before them, and which may go in before them, in and out, and which may lead them out, and which may bring them in. Why? That the congregation of the Lord be not a sheep which have no shepherd. Hallelujah. Now you go to John 10. You go to St. John chapter 10, where he show you that he's the shepherd. You find that yet? In John chapter 10? Put that up there for me quickly. In John chapter 10 says, okay, should I go to verse 1? Go to verse 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him, the Holy Ghost, the porter, God, the Holy Spirit, open up, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep, notice, his own sheep by name, and leadeth them where? Out. Out from where? Out from the place we're telling you about. Amen. Those places of deception. Yes. But you're running into it. And he's leading you out of that. Yes. All right now. All right now. Okay, you don't believe the Bible. You don't believe the Bible, do you? Huh? Leadeth you out from where? From the things of the world. Into Christ. Into the sheepfold.
Amen.
But you don't want to go in. You like it out there. You'll be lost. If you're a sheep, you're going to hear his voice. You're not going to hear the voice of the world. No matter what's out there, and what is pulling on you and leading you, you're going to listen to the shepherd. You're going to follow. And Deuteronomy says, it shall come to pass that every soul that will not listen to this shepherd will be destroyed. Yeah. So when he called you by his spirit and you don't, and you resist it and you go the other way, it's not God's fault. It's your fault. You're to be blamed. Because you rebelled and went the other way. Amen. There's only two ways. Broad way and a narrow way. A straight and a narrow way. You can't be on the broad road and then skip on the land, skip on. You've got to choose. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Lift your hands and praise him right there. You tell the Lord that I commit my life to you right now. I choose you, Jesus. You don't understand now. He said that he called them. Where's that verse? He called them. Go back. And he lead them out. From where?
From the world.
From the world, yes. Into what? Into Christ. But when you keep going back into it, you know, there's some Christians, and I'm not knocking you, because the Lord's going to do something to them. They feel that they've got to see every movie that comes out. You look at me like that now for every little movie that come out. You can talk to them. I'm shocked when I'm talking to some people. And they already seen them. You know why I know? Because they advertise them on TV. And I'm shocked. I've already seen that. It's not even a day old. No, I'm not saying that every movies, but there's some movies you don't need. But you see everything. And you make your kids, your children see everything. So there's no separation. And then you wonder later on, but I took them to church, yes. But you also took them to the movies and other places. And I'm not knocking the movies. But you got to know what you're watching. Okay? You have to know what you're watching. Because once those children, and it's not just going to the movies, your living room. You got to watch what diet you have them on. And you wonder, the diet, what you feed them with now, that's when they grow up, they're not going to depart from it. You cannot give it to them and load them now, and then later on it says, give it up. It leads them out. Yes. You understand what that means, lead them out?
Yes.
Come out of her, my people.
Yes.
You got to get rid of that stuff. There's a separation. There's a thing called holiness.
Yes.
I know that we don't hardly, a lot of people don't believe that today, but there's still holiness. He's still a holy God. And without holiness, without you coming out of those things, without holiness, no man shall see God. You won't stand in the presence of God. So you think about that today. And don't get upset. Because somebody got to preach that. Without holiness, you cannot mix. One of the things the devil do today is cause the church to mix. And he numb your feelings so you have no feelings. You have no convictions. You could watch the vilest movie and you're chewing your gum. It don't bother you. You come out there not shaking. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we need to think. And the time is coming now when God's going to really, he's girding up, they're tightening up the church. What do you think God's doing? You think he's just not doing anything? Because we're going to have to learn. Before you do that, you're going to have to ask yourself, will Jesus do that? But no, we leave Jesus outside. Tell him to stay in the car till we come back. Okay, now. To him the porters open up and the sheep hear his voice, even though we're dealing with sheep, and call it his own sheep by name and lead them where? Out of the world. Amen. Are you believe that now?
Amen.
Am I in the Bible?
Yes.
Is it up there?
Yes.
So I've got to tell you.
Yes.
Otherwise, I would not be a true preacher.
Right.
I got to preach from the Bible. Now, next verse says,
And when he
put at forth his own sheep,
he goeth before them.
Yes. So how come he's not leading you into that, what we're just talking about? How come you just tell him, all right now, Jesus, you stay right here. And I will go, and I'll come back. You get the message. You're smart enough. He leaded them out. And the sheep, notice that word. He didn't say lead him. It says follow him. For they know his voice. When you're going to hear all this crazy, you get mixed up because that's not the voice of your shepherd.
Yes.
Boom, boom. All of that. Boom, boom, boom. Carrying on. Boom. Crazy. No. See, we're not in this culture thing. You got one culture.
Amen.
And it's heavenly.
Amen.
All right. You praise the Lord if you believe that. One. You don't need to get mixed up. Listen. When you get saved, yes, you're still in the world, yes. But you're not of the world. Okay, you lose all of that.
Yeah.
You're not get caught up in colors.
That's right.
Amen. You love people.
Amen.
Amen. You gotta love people. Human beings. Amen. You get that? We all have a right to live. And love one another. Because love is of God. Don't separate the nations. Love one another. And so fulfill the law of Christ.
Yeah.
When he put it for it is own sheep, we've had that, he goeth before them. And the sheep follow him, for here's a secret. They know his voice. Now how are you going to know his voice? Through the word. This is the voice of God.
Amen.
You want to know God? Stay in the word. Hear the word. Listen to the word. Come to church. Don't listen to voices.
That's right.
Ah. Well, let me tell you something. When you start getting this word and start getting mature, you're going to find out how easy it is to serve God.
Amen.
And you're going to begin to distinguish now. Because these silent words speaks loud in your heart once you get there. And he's going to tell you, no, my child, don't do that. Amen.
Amen.
You say, but I can't do that because you haven't read the Bible about the multitudes who will do it. You don't want to miss that.
Yes.
If I can, I'm going to have fun. And you don't know that. The ones that, and where you're going astray, read the rest of the Bible. They're gone. He says that whosoever will not obey the voice of this shepherd, they'll be destroyed, consumed. So why go over there? Why do you paint your living room when your kitchen is on fire? But you're busy painting up the living room. And your kitchen is burning up. You got to get rid of the fire.
Amen.
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 And you pile all stuff of the world on you when... You could have had Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What a Savior.
Hallelujah.
I said, Jesus, what a Savior.
Hallelujah.
And notice, and a stranger,
will they not follow?
All right, you can fill in the blank of a stranger. Even your own relatives are strange voice. Any voice that leads you away from Christ, even your mother. When Jesus was preaching, they came and says, your mother and your brother want you. Those were strange voices. When Martha came in to get Mary out into the kitchen, those were strange voices. Anything that pulls you away from Christ is a strange voice. Somebody shout. Come on, lift your hands and praise the Lord. A stranger. Anybody, your husband, your wife that entice you away from God, your children, is a strange voice. When God tells you to do it and your wife said don't do it, she's a strange voice. And you need to listen to God. When God tells you to do it and your husband or your children, whoever say that, or a friend already, don't. Peter said, we'd rather listen to God than man. Are you listening now? Somebody ought to shout today. Somebody ought to be shouting today. And Paul said, though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel, don't listen to them. A stranger. You know what a stranger is? Anything, anyone that will lead you away from God, from the word. A stranger they will not follow. Please come to our party. That's a strange. That's a stranger. Who do you think a stranger is? Can be the closest thing to you. But they're influencing you from going on in God. And you would have been better off in God, but because you listened to them. When God said, do this, and they say, no, do that, and you follow them, you followed a stranger. You're not listening. You're not listening. You're too high top. You're too important, and you exalt yourself. When God give you a thing, there was this, and let me throw this in. There was this prophet. You know the story. And this young prophet, and this other prophet says, strike me. You know the story. Strike me. And he didn't do it. And he said, all right, when you leave, a lion is going to get you. He wouldn't do it. He heard a strange voice. The man of God says, strike me. Then there was a, because he was being used of God, the man of God, he was demonstrating something to King Ahab. And he said, strike me to this other. And he learned his lesson. He saw what happened. And he struck him until he wounded him. See, a pastor kid says, oh, no, that's that. What do you think a shepherd is? See, a shepherd is to show you. That's all he is. He shows you. Well, I'm not going to listen to him. I'm listening to Jesus. Really? How? How are you going to listen to Jesus? You listen to the shepherd. Because he knows. And he doesn't have to explain everything to you because if you're listening, you're going to know.
Amen.
Pastor, and he said, no, don't do that, child. Don't do that. Don't walk there. Don't go there. Don't listen to that voice. But you still do it. Tell me who you are. Tell me who you are. Amen. By their fruit,
you shall know them.
Amen.
You shall know them.
That's right.
See, people don't get strong because the pastors are afraid to tell them. How are you going to grow up unless you hear the word?
Yeah.
Because if he never tells you, you'll always have that spirit inside of you that you get mad and upset and nobody talk to me. Because you did that with your mother. And your father. But now you find out with a pastor is different. Because he's not your mama. He's not your father. He's only there as a shepherd to show you what the good shepherd says. He's only telling you what Jesus wants you to know. And Jesus is saying to you, if you're a sheep, you will not hear the voice of strangers. When King Saul last week, we had it, did not kill the Amalekites, but listened to another voice. What was he doing? Listening to the voice of strangers. All right, now next verse says, this parable spake Jesus unto them, but they, look what happened. They understood it not. I hope you're different this morning. I hope you're listening. You're not listening, are you? They didn't understand what he's saying. Because they were not sheep. I hope you can get out of this church today and listen and understand and says, wow, I need to begin to follow that prophet. Hallelujah. That prophet who came down from glory. Jesus. Are you listening? Are you ready to follow Christ? Lift your hands and say glory. Come on, lift your hands up. Tell the Lord, I love you. I want to, come on, tell him. Get it out of your heart. Lord, I love you. Tell him that. I love you. I love your voice. All right. Let me begin to close. He said they understood not what things. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not, go back there, what things they were which he spake unto them. If you understand today, because I've been breaking it down, You ought to lift your hands and say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
You ought to get them little hands up and say, thank you, Lord. When you feel a spirit pulling you back when you hear the word of God, you need to resist that and say, I'm going to praise the Lord. Come on. I'm going to praise the Lord. Okay. Now you understand that Jesus is a shepherd that would go and lead them in and out and they find green pastures. Okay. This was what Joshua was also called. So let's read on here. Go back to Numbers 27, verse 18 now. Let's go on in closing. Verse 18. And the Lord said unto Moses, take thee Joshua, the son of Nun, read on.
A man in whom
is the spirit. And lay thine hands upon him. See where Moses lays his hands upon him. Read on.
And set him before
Eleazar the priest and before all the congregation and give him a charge in their sight. Read on. And thou shalt put some of thine honor upon him that all the congregation of the children of Israel may be obedient. And he shall stand before Eleazar the priest who shall ask counsel for him after the judgment of the Urim before the Lord. At his word shall they go out and at his word shall they come in. Both he and all the children of Israel with him, even all the congregation. Next verse. And Moses did as the Lord commanded him. And he took Joshua and set him before Eleazar the priest and before all the congregation. Next. And he laid his hands upon him and gave him a charge as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses. Then, note, you see what's going on now? The principle of this manner is growing. Remember how Moses laid his hands on him? Now, and he was with Moses? Now, I want you to go to Deuteronomy chapter 32. I'm bringing it to a close now. 32, in Deuteronomy 32. Have you ever heard about the song of Moses?
Yes.
And the song of the Lamb?
Amen.
In Deuteronomy 32. Now, in Deuteronomy chapter 32, we song of Moses and song of the Lamb. And we hear of Moses, the song of Moses. But you never hear of Joshua, right? But did you know that Joshua helps Moses with this song and was there with this song? I want to find the last part where in Deuteronomy chapter 32, go down to verse 44. Go down to verse 4. Let's read verse 43 quick. Let's read that. Rejoice, O ye nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servant and will render to his adversaries and will be merciful unto his land and to his people. Now the next verse. And Moses came and spake all the words of this song in the ears of the people. He, look at that now, don't miss it. He and who? Oshea, which means Joshua, the son of Nun. So, the son of Moses was not just Moses. But Joshua was a type of Jesus. So he was there. The son of Moses and the song of the Lamb, Revelation 15.
Praise God.
But in number, you see how the Bible is wonderful? Joshua was there with the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb.
Come on, hallelujah.
Now, go quickly now to Deuteronomy 34. Are you following me?
Amen.
Isn't this wonderful?
Yes.
The 34th chapter in closing. Mm-hmm. Go down quickly to verse 9. Go down to verse 9.
And Joshua,
read on loud. You see now where the mantle is passed on to him.
Amen.
Oh, somebody ought to shout. Read on 34 verse
9.
Everybody read it and shout.
And Joshua
the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom. For Moses had laid his hands upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him and did as Moses commanded. What a man.
Praise God.
I said, what a man. But remember now, that Joshua, but there's a greater Joshua, Jesus, the Lord, the Savior, the captain of the host of the Lord. Hallelujah. He now leads us out of sin. Remember? He leads us and we follow him. Out of sin. Out of the world. My God, away from the devil. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil.
Amen.
He came to break the powers of sin.
Yes.
And to give us victory.
Praise
and
God.
Today, we have the victory. Why? Because the Son of God has set us free.
Amen.
And if the Son of God has set us free,
we are
free indeed. Thank God. We are free indeed. Give the Lord a praise.